a discussion about the element of two girl, which is also mother's mother, and the qualities of the feminine side of the second chakra. This is the importance of this specific individualization of the capacity to feel. And the reason why this may be so significant is it might well be the actual beginning point of all change, growth, creativity, or evolution. And I like to appreciate how in the Jewish culture, the new year begins in the Northern Hemisphere in September. And although I'm not Jewish, it reminds me that there are cultural traditions where things do start on specific days or months. So the opportunity to begin something which is equivalent to sundown. In the Jewish culture, nearly all of the rituals I'm familiar with start at sunset. The sunset hour is the time of the day that corresponds to two girl. That change between daytime and the nighttime experience, the daytime being a five girl between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m., and the beginning of the two girl time at 6 p.m. between 6 and 8 is the time period of the day where maybe the birds sing the most, the animals are most mobile, the nocturnal animals are waking up, and the daytime animals are getting a final drink of water at the lake, and people meet at the lake. The symbol of the lake is how things are begun and ultimately unified. So it's an intriguing concept to consider that the maximum individualization of two girl might lead to the ultimate accumulation by being involved with the largest number. By that I mean, we may or may not recognize that we are part of different groups. As an individual, I have a feeling-oriented space. I have my own feelings inside of a family. I have my own feelings inside of a community. I have my own feelings inside of a country, inside of a culture or a race or a global phenomenon. I have my feeling as being human, and there are larger diameters of inclusiveness that will one day include, yes, the aliens, but there is also an inclusiveness that includes all souls known or unknown to us that are of different species of consciousness or mind-body types. But inside of all of this, I have my individuality. And that without my true acquisition of the increase of my own feelings through self-image or self-understanding or through the utilization of the instrument of empathy, which is the extension of perception and the ability for discernment, that somehow in this individualization of myself, I actually end up with membership in the largest, whether that's family or global or galactic. So that's why this may be important. it may also be important to start in this position to understand Two Girl, because it seems to be the point of incarnation, which means the separation from the spirit world to come into matter, or it is the individualization of self out of a larger cosmic whole to be actualized or individualized through an individual soul. Now, the challenge of this individualization is that there's oftentimes the experience of the painful unspoken reality of realizing your separation. So Two Girl oftentimes is about separation, because she does, by her own desire, separate herself typically. So she will go play alone, talk to her invisible or imaginary friends. She probably has both. And then when this isolation is enforced upon us by social phenomenon and we're not a Two Girl, it can be really, really painful. If you're a One Girl or a Three Girl, where social network is really what you live for, and you find yourself in systematic isolation and aloneness, it leads to what I call the descending yin, the sadness, the personal despair, the suicidal tendencies, the depression. All of these things are about going into the yin side of life, or the mother's family, and this produces all kinds of personal challenges. Now, the reality is, all of us have difficulties on our mother's side of the family. There's not a single person who has, quote, an ideal relationship with their mother. Whatever their current relationship is, there's always going to be something more that can be accessed, realized, or improved upon. So the constant re-examination of our biological mother is a step toward accelerating our capacity to feel who we are, because eventually we need to exercise our two-girl independent function and the instrument of empathy and discernment to intentionally recognize that we're no longer our mother's child. We are a soul equal to, in God's eyes, our mother, and we're not subservient to that. So there's a need to recognize the important role that mothers provide in the world, biochemically, emotionally, and otherwise, to produce an inner sense of security or belonging. So, whatever your current feelings are of your own mother, that's why I did a video about honoring your mother. I won't go back into all of the reasons that that's really important. But the access to mother's mother, in an intriguing way, actually has more significance than the relationship to your own mother, because only through the actualizing of your two-girl phenomena do you actualize the independence from your mother. So if you're unable to actualize that independence through your own self-imagined or realized function, it's very difficult to progress. So the two-girl function has to do with the increase of one's capacity to feel extended intentionally. If you think of two-girl, then you look at her husband, one boy. All that says is your mother's parents. Mother's father, one boy. Mother's mother, two-girl. So if you look at mother's father, then you see the relationship between your mother and her father, and your grandfather and his daughter, your mother. This is a particular kind of circuit. That circuit of your mother's father has to do with breath, breathing, aspiration, inspiration, and what I call the spear tip to the metabolic system. So if we're ultimately going to change the metabolic system, we need to examine the relationship between mother's father and mother's mother, because this is where everything begins. It begins with the one boy, two girl. The way to increase two girl is to increase one boy. By that I mean, if we're saying that the aspirational functions of one boy are associated with the capacity to feel more or to aspire to grow more, then you end up with the aspiration of one boy increasing the magnitude or amplitude or textural qualities of the two girl. So if I'm a one boy function and I'm choosing to increase my capacity to feel through the function of humility, it will automatically begin to accumulate in the two girl function. Later on, when I keep cycling, and by the way, you will keep cycling back to one boy, you'll come back to the one boy function of humility. And then when you do that, you'll examine sincerity and you'll examine intent. And I won't go back to the one boy function in a greater thoroughness, but the one boy function through the aspiration, intention, and sincerity opens up a qualitative experience of what goes to the feeling into girl. My personal desire in that is innocence. So when there is an emotional content of innocence in the two girl, then if you can think of it like a bubble expanding, now you have an individual bubble, like a bubble in the foam on an ocean wave. You have an individual bubble in a cosmic organization of souls. You're now an individual soul. Well, theoretically, the diameter that you can travel depends on the magnitude of the diameter of inclusiveness. So if I only think of myself as a two girl, my traveling diameter is really small, and I will collapse into despair, aloneness, depression, suicidal function, feel hopeless, useless, worthless, pathetic. It's a whole series of other words over there, sometimes mirrored by the other negative words, which are useful at times: shame, guilt, remorse, regret. These are elements of the two-girl reality. There's a whole series of other ones over there, but I'm not focusing on the negative equivalency. I'm talking about the importance to generate the two-girl phenomenon, particularly during the fall equinox. So in the southern hemisphere, you're right there, right now. So I urge you, those of you in the southern hemisphere, to utilize this vibrational experience of the changing sequence of light phenomenon and temperature, because you're cooling off, because the principle of spiritual evolution typically means as you progress, you get cooler. And even to the significance of snow and ice and the coldness as actually reflections of eternal processes. So the two-girl function is isolation through feeling. But the isolation through feeling has a purpose to it, a purpose to want to grow, feel, and expand. So when the one boy gives to the two-girl an increase of the capacity to feel through sincerity, intent, and innocence, then the textural quality of two-girl is almost aromatic. It's almost like there is not only a texture, but there's a sweetness to the water and fragrance. So that's why I like fragrances for two-girl. There is a feeling in two-girl, which is the quality of the water, the quality of the air, the quality of what you smell, the fragrant aromas around you. If it's in the house, it might be bread baking or cookies. If you're outside, it might be the night blooming jasmine, the rose. There are fragrances and vibrations that are associated with to Guru. And this is where the entry into vibrational medicines for me really exists, because it has a subtleness of water extended into the air, and that's why it's fragrant. Now, this quality of doing Tugurl is also the element of using one's imagination function. If you look at the time period in children, particularly between ages 4 and 8, it's the time when children just love cartoons. I mean, it's not that we don't like cartoons when we're older. We just don't like them as much as we do when we were 5, 6, and 7. We could watch those cartoons all day long, and that's our world. So the age of 6, particularly, is the age of the generation of imagination. Now, this imaginative function is a function of Tugurl. So I'm suggesting to you that the colorful use of your imagination, particularly in combination with fragrances, can accelerate the capacity of the growing and also enriching of your Tugurl function. The Tugurl function, when you enrich it, it becomes an instrument of empathy. Now, there's many definitions for empathy, but I'll give you several of them. The most classical one is empathy is the ability to feel the feelings of others. Well, yes, that's true, but the internal empathy really is more significant, which is the ability to feel one's self. Now, I don't yet have a word for the use of empathy to feel one's self specifically, but that's the Tugurl function. Not a good enough sequence of words, in my opinion, but to really use empathy to feel oneself. Why is that so important? To fold the empathy back inside of self produces the ability to be able to discern the feelings in your water that belong to you or belong to someone else. That's why it's so important. So when you put your empathy inside your own heart, you can begin to detect or discern feelings that were put there by your mother or your father or the family tree from either side, or feelings that were put there by someone else. That could be people around you, that could be your guardians, that could be spirits around you, so you're capable of being spirit influenced through your Tugurl function, or the influence of aliens, or the instruments of unseen, magical, or mysterious things that are capable of influencing us. So thus, I'm urging you to consider the use of empathy to get to know yourself better so that you can selectively discern the parts that need to be felt and removed that were put there by someone else, or the ability to be able to expand that function. And I would urge you to consider the use of dynamic visualization, meaning how to have a 3D visualization as if you were consciously dreaming. So the ability to consciously dream is like dreaming, because Tugurl is the dreaming realm. It's not only the Australian Dreamtime function, but it's the bridge between spirit world and matter. So the dreaming function is how we connect to other people through dreaming. Or the dreaming is how we process other information that is of an individual or a group collective phenomenon. And typically we dream about people from the past, but not always. So the Tugurl function is around imaginative 3D use of visualization or dreaming. So I often say to somebody, just dream it. So for example, if I wanted to connect to a tree, I would get the science of the xylem and phloem layers, and the whole process of the xylem and phloem in the leaves, the stems, the branches, the stigmatas, and so on, and even the flowering functions of stigma and styles and ovaries, the whole reproductive function of a tree that leads to fruit and seeds. And then I would get the science of that, and then I would put my body inside the tree or feel the tree with my body. So the two-girl function would be a highly imaginative function, which is the actual sense of what it would feel like to be water going through a tree. Now, I know that sounds like a lot, but the exercise of the utilization of visualization will accelerate your capacity to feel. And remember, what we're leading to in this is that the sincere aspiration to want to grow, one boy, is facilitated by the conscious increase of the capacity to feel. That's two girl. So if I want to increase my capacity to feel, I'm suggesting that it's possible to do that by imagination in many different forms. We would like to be as clear as possible about why we're doing it, the sincerity of the intention, and the long-term plan for where it leads. For me, this is one of the reasons why people like substances, whether it's ayahuasca or psilocybin or peyote or pot or whatever, is because it typically activates the visual function of the brain. If you do a peyote or a ayahuasca, you end up with a highly magnified fractals of some kind and go on and on and on. Well, the same thing happens with DMT, which is, ayahuasca is a DMT derivative in some form. There's a function of increasing the visual, which is the reason why I think people like that with mushrooms and so on, because it radically increases the part of us that uses imagery. And so I'm saying that the voluntary use of imagery without substance is the ability to be able to feel yourself with just the feeling mechanisms of your mind, such as being able to feel your own bones, your own blood, your own nerves, your own glands, all of them, and each one of the organs, so the ability to imagine or to feel, and then eventually to be able to choose to feel that function when it comes to sharing that with another human being. Because one of the functions of two girl has to lead over to three girl, which goes to the opposite side of the family, and that's the socialization function that leads into community and or relationships. Later on, the two girl function goes to the five boy function, and that's where the function of soulmates comes together, which is the individualization of two souls acting together as one. That's a whole nother dialogue sometime, but this is primarily around two girl. Again, the reason for my asking you to consider the magnitude of the importance of this location is because of the season of the year that we're now in, but also two girl is linked to four girl, because that's the natural progression. Self-oriented experience leading to four girl. Well, if you actively do four girl by intention, then you're really talking about a series of basic keywords: acceptance, allowing, opening, which is the thing we're attempting to do. We're also talking about the ability to receive, letting go. These are now the precursors to the ability to be able to transform or transmute. So four girl is a transmuting or transforming, and one of the most useful of those transformational tools has to do with forgiveness and the trained application of non-judgment. Non-judgment doesn't mean denying the existence of something happening around you. It's just observing, but doing your best to not actually qualitatively, emotionally judge what's coming to you. Because the four girls function really facilitates the law of attraction. The law of attraction is exactly bringing to you those emotional experiences designed to give you the opportunity to feel more. So that's why two girl linked to four girl is so important. That's the ability to be able to receive. So there's a lot more to this around two girls relationship to four girl and six girl, and two girls relationship to the experience of six boy, because what are we transmitting is a six boy. All it really means that a six boy is, how far am I broadcasting a radio signal? And that radio signal and amplitude, if you think about radio waves and AM and FM radio waves, how far will they travel? Well, they will travel forever. So things that we are basically creating when it comes to transmitting something, they're going to be traveling a very long time, but they're going to be traveling relatively slow. Very few of them will be traveling at the speed of light. Well, ultimately, the speed that we want to travel is not the speed that requires distance, but we can be instantaneously on the other side of the universe with our six boy phenomenon, but we certainly don't want to be transmitting something which is going to destroy the universe because we're transmitting it. And all of this is linked back to two girl. What's the primary feeling in two girl? Peace. The moonlight presence of the smiling face of Mother Yin, the divine feminine. Peace, the actualization of peace through the keyword patience, the increase of that capacity through humility. That's why two girl function is so important. So for those of you who are enduring this rather wordy presentation, this is the opportunity to spend a lot of time with your two-girl month. That just happens to be the month of March 21st to April 21st, but the two-girl month is only a reflection of the two-girl time of the day, which is sunset. All of that's in the Southern Hemisphere. But every day we have sunset, but every breath we have a pause. Because two girl is about pause, which is very close to peace. So if we hesitate and we pause for a moment intentionally, we relax our breathing, and eventually, even if we intentionally stop our breathing for a few seconds, we can reduce the number of ripples on the lake. And when we relax the number of emotional reactions, we can see ourselves more clearly. And seeing ourselves more clearly is really the function of two girl. So this is enough for now for those of you who've gone through this. Thank you for being there. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, really consider dramatically and emotionally, enthusiastically increasing your right to exist and your enthusiasm for wanting to go forward into the future. Talk to you soon.